We're discussing yesterday, first, the question as to whether there is an obligation to eat bread in the Seudas Purim. And we mentioned a machlokas achronim, whether if one forgets al hanisim in the benching on Purim, whether one has to repeat the benching, which we pointed out seems to be tied to this question. If there's a chiyuv to eat pas, then there's a chiyuv to repeat benching if you forget al hanisim. Whereas if there's no chiyuv to eat pas, then there's no chiyuv to repeat benching if you forget al hanisim. And in that context, we briefly made reference to the following fascinating ha'ara, which is that the Maharam Shik, in his Tshuvas in Or HaChaim Simen Shin Mem, quoted by Rabbi Avadya Yosef in his Zichah Badas, asks, how could it be that there is no chiyuv to eat pas on Purim, according to that approach in the Achronim, which seems to be the approach of the Magen Avraham? After all, the Rosh, Maseches Brachos, on Daf Mem Tes, writes that on Yom Tov there's a chiyuv to eat pas. That we know. Yom Tov, if you get Yal V'Yavo, you've got to repeat benching because there's a chiyuv suda on Yom Tov. The Rosh says, what's the basis for the chiyuv suda on Yom Tov? The Rosh says, because there's a mitzvah simcha on Yom Tov. And you have a chiyuv to eat pas because of the chiyuv of simcha. The Rosh writes, we know that because of the chiyuv simcha, the Gemara tells us in Psachim Daf Samaches, Chetzio Lashem, Chetzio Lachem, you divide the day of Yom Tov into two portions. You know, half of the day is for Achila, half of the day is for the base Medrash. So the Rosh says, Achila, the Ikra Achila is Lechem, says the Rosh. And so the fact that there's a Chiyuv Simcha, which translates into Achila on Yom Tov, must mean, says the Rosh, that there's a Chiyuv to eat bread on Yom Tov. That's the Rosh in Brachos Daf Mem Tes. So Maram Shik says, if the Rosh says that with regard to Yom Tov, there's a Chiyuv Simcha, and Simcha means Achila, and Ikra Achila is Lechem, and that means you have to have a su'udah of bread on Yom Tov, or two su'udahs of bread on Yom Tov. So too says Maram Shik by Purim. Purim also, you may mishta v'simcha. Purim is days of simcha. So then how could anybody say there's no chiv of pas on Purim? Same way the Rosh says there's a chiv of pas on Yom Tov because there's a mitzvah simcha on Yom Tov. So too says Maram Shik, because the pasuk in the Megillah describes Purim as you may mishta v'simcha, there should be a chiv of pas on Purim. That's the Maharam Shik's question. And so we made brief reference yesterday, again, Avadya Yosef quotes this as well, that there is another approach as to why one would perhaps be obligated to eat bread on Yom Tov, which would then not result in a similar chiyuv on Purim. And that's because B'Kiva Eger in a tshuva, the very first tshuva, in B'Kiva Eger's tshuvas, he writes that he thinks that there is a difference between simcha and oneg, both of which are chiyuvim on Yom Tov. And Rabbi Kibbeger writes, he says, even if a woman is chayav in simcha on Yom Tov, okay, that means she can't fast, that means she can't deliver haspedim on Yom Tov, that doesn't mean she's chayav in eating bread. The chiyuv to eat bread on Yom Tov, says Rabbi Kibbeger, is not because there's a mitzvah of simcha. What is mechayev eating bread on Yom Tov? That, he says, is the chiyuv of oneg. Oneg is mechayev eating bread on Yom Tov. And oneg, says B'Kiva Eger, women are not chayev in. It's a mitzvah to say, shazman grama, they're not chayev in that. That's B'Kiva Eger's argument. He spells it out, he says that simcha means iser hesped, iser tainis. It means also achilas basar, shtiyas yayin. But it doesn't mean achilas pas. Achilas pas is not based on simcha. Chilas pas is based on oneg. But Haraya, he says, on Shabbos is a chiyuv pas. There's no chiyuv simcha on Shabbos. There's a chiyuv of oneg on Shabbos. That means that the chiyuv to eat pas stems not from simcha, but it stems from oneg. If that's so, writes Rabbi Avadya Yosef, then Purim too. Chiyuv simcha there is. Basar, yayin, iser hesped, iser tainis, fine. But chiyuv of pas, according to B'Kiva Eger, that's based on oneg. There's no chiv of kovet and oneg on Purim. And therefore, it could be that there is no chiv of pas on Purim. At the end of the day, though, it's machlokas achronim. We quoted yesterday the Marashal, the Magen Avraham, whether one is mechuyev to eat pas on Purim. Is it perhaps a chiyuv because it's a chiyuv of simcha, and simcha means not just bas v'yayin, but also pas? Or do we say, no, simcha does not mean an obligation and pas. Simcha means basar, simcha means yayin, and that's it. Okay, so two deos in achronim with regard to the chiyuv ti pas on Purim. But that then leads us into the second question. Someone called today to ask, am I mechuyev to eat fleishiks for my Suda's Purim? Every year Purim, we all have a fleishik Suda. This year, Purim, Friday, I'm having a Friday night supper. I'm having a morning Purim Suda. Do I really have to eat meat at my Purim Suda at 11 a.m., 12 a.m., 12 p.m.? And the answer we saw yesterday, the Rambam says, b'feirish, the chovas Suda is to eat basar. There's a chiyev to eat basar. So writes the Rambam. The Magen Avraham as well, in Siman Tafresh Tzadi Vav, tells us that he thinks that because on Purim, as we mentioned before, the Pasuk speaks of Yimei Simcha, Simcha is only Bebasar. So once again, the Magen Avraham seems to indicate that there is a chiyuv of eating basar on Purim because Purim is a time when there is a chiyuv simcha, when there's a chiyuv simcha. One last hour to close with, which is the following. Based on what we've been saying, Purim is a day of simcha, hence is a chiyuv basar, maybe a chiyuv pas. Yom Tov is a day of simcha, chiyuv basar, shtiyas yayin by Yom Tov also. And yet we know there are fundamental differences between Purim and Yom Tov. You can't get married on Yom Tov. Ein marv in simcha b'simcha. You can get married on Purim. Yom Tov is mevatel avelus, mevatel shiva. Purim is not. Clearly there are differences between the simcha of Yom Tov and the simcha of Purim. And so in this regard, just one last closing thought. Mishnah Shavitz of Mishal Zolti, Simen Ayin Tes, and of Soloveitchik as well, quoted in Hari Kedem, both argue that one can distinguish between the Chi of Simcha of Yom Tov and the Chi of Simcha of Purim. Yom Tov, the entire day, is a Yom Simcha. There's a Chi of Simcha throughout the day of Yom Tov. Purim, there's a Chi of Simcha which is fulfilled when one has the Seuda. That's my expression of Simcha on Purim. But the day itself is not entirely a day of Simcha per se, as is by Yom Tov. So a subtle difference that these Achronim argue there is between Simchas Yom Tov and Simchas Purim. On Yom Tov, the Chi of Simcha is throughout the day. Hence, it's mevatel avelus. You can't have avelus on Yom Tov when there's a day of simcha, that 24-7 or 24 hours of the day is a day of simcha. Whereas Purim, there's a chiyuv to have a seuda, which expresses simcha, but it's not, in its essence, a day of simcha in the same sense that Yom Tov is a day of simcha.